NOM, Iditarod Update.
Good morning and welcome to your 10 a.m. Iditarod Update for day 8 of the 2021 Iditarod. My name's Sophia and I'm joined in studio with Kevin. Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. This is day 8. We're
down to the wire.
Yeah, we are down to the wire. We're looking ourselves at the dogs in front of us and wondering how many we have left.
100%.
But really exciting. And I think the news today, this update, is just going to kind of ooze with that excitement as we get down to the last 24 hours here.
100%. The big news going into day 8 coverage, Dallas Seavey is still in first position, making his way to the final 8-hour mandatory rest in Squintna, with Aaron Burmeister of Nome following closely behind him. According to the GPS tracker, both are about 20 miles out of Squintna at this point. And heading into the top 5 positions, Dallas Seavey is in first position. He checked out of Finger Lake southbound at 7:03 this morning with 10 dogs. In second position is Aaron Burmeister, who checked out of Finger Lake at 7:18 with 13 dogs. In third position is Brent Sass, who checked out of Finger Lake at 9:27 this morning with 13 dogs. In fourth position is Wade Mars, who checked out of Rainy Pass southbound at 4:58 this morning with 10 dogs. And rounding out the top 5 is Ryan Reddington, who checked out of Rainy Pass at 5:05 this morning with 7 dogs in harness. And to expand that big news, it's going to be a tight race all the way to the finish at Deschko Landing. 4-time Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey is currently leading the pack, but the GPS tracker shows Aaron Burmeister right on Seavey's heels as they head toward their final mandatory 8-hour layover in Squintna. Insider analyst Bruce Lee offered some great insight into those top championship contenders this year. Brent Sass is known for having a team that can easily handle these longer runs. Lee thinks Aaron Burmeister has the strongest looking team and that we haven't even really seen the level of speed that his dogs can reach yet. And Dallas Seavey is the tactical chess player who has been setting the board up ever since he started this race. And so as these top leaders come into Squintna in a tight pack, I really think the race is going to be neck and neck until that first team crosses the finish line. Kevin, do you want to go ahead and read some of those other top positions?
Yeah, so in sixth position, we have Mila Porcel, who is out of Rainy Pass this morning at 7:05 a.m. Dropped a dog there, down to 10. In seventh position, Richie Deal, leaving Rainy Pass as well with 10 dogs at 7:22. Michelle Phillips in eighth position, sticking in there in the top 10, leaving Rainy Pass at 7:41 with 11 dogs. Your Life Support Olsom has left Rainy Pass as well at 9:06 a.m. He's in ninth position with 12 dogs. And then Nick Petit was just a quick little update there. We see him now out of Rainy Pass as of 9:38. And has 12 dogs, and that's rounded out the top 10. But then on to 11th position, we have Jeff Dieter, having left Roan, heading towards Rainy Pass at 7:33 this morning, dropping 2 dogs there from 12 down to 10. In 12th position, Ramey Smith, we have arriving to Roan at 4:03 this morning. No update there yet, but the assumption maybe is that they've left already. 13th position, Jesse Royer, arriving also to Roan at 4:09 this morning with 12 dogs. Aaron Peck in 14th position, arriving to Roan at 7:01 this morning with 8 dogs. And then Travis Beals in 15th position, having left Nikolai. Basically, our last update from Travis is a 2:35 p.m. yesterday, leaving Nikolai with 9 dogs, dropping 2 there.
And in 16th position is Jesse Holmes. Jesse Holmes checked out of Nikolai at 6:40 yesterday evening with 9 dogs. In 17th position is Lev Schwartz. He checked out of Nikolai southbound at 7:08 last night with 9 dogs. In 18th position is Paige Drobny. She checked out of Nikolai at 9:09 last night with 9 dogs. In 19th position, Ryan Olson checked out of Nikolai at 9:10, shortly after Paige, with 12 dogs. And in 20th position is Cody Straith. He checked out of Nikolai southbound at 11:42 last night with 13 dogs.
All right, I'll finish out the top 25 here. In 20th, we have Cody Strath leaving Nikolai last night late, 11:42 p.m. With 13 dogs. In 21st position, we have Matthew Failer leaving Nikolai at 12:27 this morning with 11 dogs. 22nd position, Dan Caduce leaving Nikolai at 1:35 a.m., dropping two dogs there, now down to nine. 23rd, we have Chad Stoddard leaving Nikolai at 7:21 this morning, dropping a dog down to 13 now. And then in 24th and 25th, we have sisters Barrington, Christy coming or leaving Nikolai first at 7:38 with 10 dogs, dropping two there in Nikolai. And then Anna leaving a minute later with 10 dogs, dropping one there in Nikolai. Chad Stoppard is the top rookie there in 23rd position. Martin Boozer, a notable veteran, is in 26th. The back of the pack is filled with rookies looking to make their first Iditarod finish. We have Joshua McNeil, Joanna Jagot, Susanna Tuminelli, Sean Underwood, Will Trzynski, Jeremy Traska, Hel Hansen, and then in 38th position, holding the red lantern, is Dakota Schlosser, who's in at McGrath with 13 dogs as of 8:27 this morning. Well, there you have it, Sophia. Here we are in the last 24 hours of the race for the winner. And those in the back of the pack will have a couple, probably at least another day after that to make it to back to Deschke Landing. The weather here in Nome has warmed up a little bit today, but as we all know, the mushers aren't coming to Nome. So let's get the trail weather on site from the eye in the sky from climatologist Rick Toman.
Cloudy skies and areas of light snow will continue through Sunday night across much of the race route. A couple of inches of fresh snow may accumulate in the mountains, but most areas will have less than that. Temperatures early Monday morning, bottoming out at 5 below to 10 above, coldest north of the Alaska Range. The snow will diminish to flurries in most areas during the day Monday. Up to an inch accumulation is possible between Squinton and Deschke Landing, but many areas will see no more than a dusting. High temperatures 15 to 30, again coldest north of the Alaska Range.
There we have it, weather from climatologist Rick Toman. And to recap that big news and to double-check that leaderboard, make sure there's been no updates. It's going to be a tight race all the way to the finish at Deschke Landing. We've got four-time Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey leading that pack. But the GPS tracker shows that Aaron Burmeister of Nome is right on his heels.
Yeah, just a quick check on the GPS tracker there, Sophia. I see it's giving a three-mile difference between the two. Seavey ahead, both, like we said earlier, kind of around 20 miles out of Squetna. They should be there in the next 2 hours.
Right. And I think that last eight-hour rest is going to make a huge difference. I think that'll be the final bit of rest they get before that last big push to the finish line. So it'll be interesting to see once they've, you know, come into that tight pack, what the differential is going to be between those start times. What's really going to make that difference?
Yeah, so we might expect them leaving Squintna. If they're getting there around noon, they're going to take their eight-hour break. They're going to be leaving there at sunfall. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see probably the winner before our 10 a.m. update tomorrow. So stay tuned to KNOM's coverage as we continue to bring you the Iditarod for this 2021 race. For more KNOM Iditarod coverage, visit us on the web at www.knom.org. The next KNOM Iditarod update will be at 2 o'clock today.